You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
We're joined now by Tim Dunaghy. You know the name, and the movie coming up is Inside Game. It's going to open up nationally on November the 1st, where Tim Dunaghy discusses a lot. And really, you bare your soul a little bit in the making of this movie. Do you not, Tim?
Absolutely. As I said to many people, it was embarrassing. When I was going through everything, and it's just as embarrassing now to be it played out on the big screen for everybody to relive again.
So why would you want to be involved in it if it is so embarrassing? Do you find a catharsis in it?
You know, I think there's a great message in the movie about choices and how those choices not only affect ourselves, but affect the people that we love the most, and that's our family. And I think that they do an absolute great job in portraying that. And, you know, Paulie Martino and Tommy Martino, who I know you know Tommy,
sure.
They're making donations to Elwynn, which is a school for physically and mentally challenged boys in Springfield, Pennsylvania, which, you know, got me when they told me they were going to do that. So I wasn't going to be on board at first, and I decided to jump on board just because of that main reason right there. And you know, those two guys are good guys, and they've already made donations to the school. So. You know, there is some good that's going to come from all this.
Let me ask you to take it back into this. Is that attending the same high school? I was in class with your older brother, and obviously knowing the guys that were involved in this case. At what point did you wander off the path, Tim? You had one of the best jobs, and Shep, one of our staff here at the JK Show, he was sharing earlier. You know, you were in an elite position. What, 50 guys? Had that job, and that had to be a great life. How'd you get lured back into the underbelly of Delco, where we both came out of?
Yeah, poor choices. I'll tell you, you're 100% right. I had a great job, living a great lifestyle, members of country clubs, and, you know, just started doing the wrong things, getting a little bit cocky and,
It was wagering that drug you down, personal wagering,
right? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. On the golf course, playing cards, running to the casinos, betting on, college and pro football. And it just kept, spilling over to the next step, the next step, the next step. And, you know, basically started giving people information that I was receiving in the locker rooms, injury reports or referees.
Was that to get you out of debt?
No, it wasn't to get me out of debt. I never was in debt. We did well gambling, especially on the NBA. So, it was never a situation where I went to the casino and lost 20 grand and needed to do this. It just was a situation where I loved the action.
Tim Dunaghy's the movie's coming out. It's called Inside Game. Now, they're going to be opening this in all 30 NBA markets, right? So people who are big NBA fans that are interested in this story are going to get a chance to see the film.
Oh, yeah. It's in, you know, going to open up in New York, Detroit, Miami, Orlando, L.A., all the big cities. And, you know, we saw it last week again at Lehigh University, and it's everybody seems to really love it. And again, it's tough for me to sit through it because it's about me, but when people continue to come up to you and tell you that there's a great message in the movie, you know, now I'm glad I'm really involved in it.
Tim, you and I talked the other day with Shaq, and the Shaq podcast interview with Tim Dunaghy will premiere tomorrow on Podcast One and iTunes Podcast. And I asked you a question, and I still can't wrap my head around it. Is in the trailer of the movie and everything they talk about this, that you were worried enough that at one time witness protection was on the table. Is that correct? Am I characterizing that correctly?
Yes, when you're proffering for the FBI and basically bearing your soul and confessing your sins, you know, there were times when Phil Scala, who was the supervisory special agent for the Gambino crime family squad, told me, you know, that the witness protection, you know, program would be on the table for me. And they said the same thing to Tommy Martino. So right there, when they start talking about that, you know, your heart sinks and you really think, man, I'm really in really deep at this point.
Okay, so what I ask you is then why would you talk about it now? If it scared you enough back then, why would you want to bare your soul about all this now? Wouldn't you be in potentially the same danger from the people that you were in danger from then?
You know, I think that I'm still in contact with a lot of the FBI agents, you know, that worked the case before. They say I'm not in harm's way. You know, it's a situation where the movie was going to go on with or without me, so... me participating in it, I don't know if it puts me in any more harm's way than it would without me participating in it. So, you know, I decided to do it.
And Tim, I'm not giving you an out in any way, but I'm going to tell you that I said it the other day and I'll say it again. People don't understand, I think, that grew up in different areas of the country. Growing up in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, gambling was prevalent. I tell the story of how one of my uncles, I would get a parlay card that I could fill out from the time I was in first grade if I did my chores every Friday. I mean, gambling in our area was much more prevalent. My daughter has grown up here in suburban Atlanta. And when she's home in Philly, she even sees it from her cousins and everything. But when she grows up here, she doesn't know about it. Totally different situation.
Right. And I remember being at Cardinal O'Hara and
yes.
Thursday or Wednesday would come around and people would have those little white sheets that
yes.
you paid a dollar for. And if you pick four winners, you won
$10.
Like $100.
Oh, so, yeah, $100. Three got you $10. At
yeah,
least back, so, you know, I was a few years ahead of you, but 3 years, it was $10, three winners. That was a good deal.
And not only that, but the teachers had them. So it wasn't like it was anything wrong with doing it.
Do you know if Bud Gardler had ever found out that you were involved, he would have kicked your backside? The great Bud Gardler.
He would have. I tell you what, God
rest his soul. What a great man.
You know, he was an icon at O'Hara. Was there for many years.
Do you now that it's past that time? Do you understand now though how damage is done to the credibility of sport? Do you believe games are fixed still today?
I believe that they're manipulated by the leagues for certain reasons.
By the leagues?
In the NBA. By
Explain
the leagues,
that.
Yes, they sit there and they program and train the referees before the games to concentrate on certain things, and it always goes in the favor of those teams that are down in the series to advance it to a 5-6 or even a 7th game. You know, and I think that they probably do that in the NFL, too, with you know, telling the referees what to concentrate on plays that were missed in other games for teams in the NFL. So I think it's definitely manipulated for the monopoly of the leagues and the bigger markets to make sure that there's more money put in the pockets of the NFL or NBA.
Now, are you involved in any kind of gambling now? I mean, even a parlay card. Like, I mean, which by the way, my entire family would be drawn off in handcuffs if that had ever been considered a crime in our area. So I'm just saying to you, do you ever get involved in anything like that ever?
What I do now is I have a website, refpicks.com. I just do some consulting work for people that do gamble a lot and want to know.
Is that smart? Tim, is that smart considering what happened?
Absolutely not. But you know what? It definitely wasn't my first career choice, but there was an opportunity there, and I interviewed for or went after many jobs, and because of my past,
right?
You know, there wasn't many much opportunity out there for me. So when people approached me with that, you know, really, you know, I really had no choice. I had four daughters to support. We started it, and it has taken off. So, you know, again, it definitely wasn't my first choice, but there weren't many choices out there for me.
Tim, I appreciate your candor and your honesty and not putting any restrictions on the interview. So I really appreciate you making time today. Tim, yeah, everybody see the movie Inside Game and take care of everything. Make sure the streets of Delco are safe, all right, man? Because, I mean, my mom's in Drexel Hill. I want to make sure everything's still safe back there. Would you do it for me?
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!